Whangarei Hospital's anaesthetic technicians walked off the job an hour ago, demanding better pay and conditions. The workers are members of the Apex Union, and it's been in dispute with five district health boards. Mediation between the workers and the Northland DHB failed yesterday, resulting in today's 24-hour strike. Whangarei Hospital Chief Executive Nick Chamberlain says it's the last place that needs a strike, and Apex National Secretary Dr. Deborah Powell, who lives in Whangarei, should know that. She joins us now. Morena.
Good morning.
Well, Nick Chamberlain says you should know that. You live in the city. Do you know that?
Yes, I do. But we've cancelled in the last 2 months over 20 surgeries because we don't have enough anaesthetic technicians. We're six down out of a complement of 19, and at the moment, surgery is getting cancelled to a population that, Nick is quite right, deserves better. So we're taking a stand to get the situation rectified. We have to retain the guys we've got, and we've got to be able to recruit some more.
But you've been offered a 9% minimum offer, haven't you? And the offer that's been made to the PSA, you say, is not good enough.
No, it's not. It's 9% over 3 years, so it's 3% per year for the next 3 years, and that's up against a private sector that's offering up to $30,000 more today if you go and work there. So no, it's not bridging the gap enough. We're not saying we have to be paid the same as private, but we've got to get that gap closed, and at the moment that deal's not going to do it.
You have members in other DHBs, Mid-Central Health, I think, and some in the South Island. Is the same sort of action going to be taken there?
It depends. We're negotiating individually with each district health board, so it does depend on the circumstances in each district health board as to what the deal might look like. So Southern DHB, they were negotiating yesterday. I haven't heard the outcome of that. There's no strike notice in against Southern at the moment. The negotiations are ongoing. And Hawke's Bay and Mid-Central, we were in mediation last week. They said they'd get an offer to us, which hopefully will avert the strike, which is going ahead on Friday, but we still haven't received the offer. We don't know what's going on there. You'd think the DHBs would get onto it, wouldn't you? But at the moment, we're still waiting, and Lakes has mediation on Monday. So each of the negotiations is very much focused on the local need and what will resolve problems in the local area.
So there would be different settlements and different level of pay rises in different regions?
Quite possibly. There are different labour market dynamics, of course. If you think of the difference between Southern, it's a tertiary hospital, it's a teaching hospital, versus Northland, which, you know, always does suffer from it's north of Auckland and the whole drain of workforce back into Auckland. But having said that, Auckland's really short of anaesthetic techs as well. Auckland City Hospital, I think, was 37 down out of 110. So, you know, the workforce dynamics up here in the far north and northern regions are probably worse than they are elsewhere in the country.
What's it going to take you to get the people back at work immediately in Whangarei?
A good deal. A good deal that will resolve our problems. We'll get our guys back to work immediately.
Do you accept that it may not necessarily be money?
It may not. Sometimes it's things like leave that's more important, or professional development is really, really important, especially in our provincial centres, because our guys have to travel, of course, to get professional development, so it's more expensive for them. So there's all sorts of things that can settle deals. It's not necessarily pay. But being honest, Giles, it all costs money. So, you know, the district health boards look at the total package. They don't just look at money and salaries.
Indeed. Thank you for your time this morning. That's Dr. Deborah Powell, who is the National Secretary of the Apex Union.